Stand up for your rights. General skills. This recording lasts for approximately 20 minutes. It contains the following sections. This audio introduction. About this guide. What is self-advocacy? Helpful tools. Steps in self-advocacy, including the sections Know your rights. Acknowledge your reaction. Pick your timing. Identify who to talk to. Prepare your approach. Acting to address the problem. Gather other perspectives. Think about what outcome you want, and be realistic about what you want. Be confident in yourself. Need more support, including the section related resources, and closing announcement. About this guide. This guide is here to support you with practical tips and simple steps to help you speak up when something isn't accessible. Whether it's navigating public spaces, using services, or interacting with others, you deserve to be included and treated with respect. It's designed to help you feel more confident advocating for yourself, because your needs matter and your voice deserves to be heard. Just remember that you don't have to do everything on your own. Reach out to your support network when you need help, whether that's family, friends, support workers, or advocacy services. If you would like to explore the basics of speaking up for yourself in more depth, you can listen to the guide, Stand Up for Your Rights, Speaking Up for Yourself. What is self-advocacy? Self-advocacy is speaking up or taking action to address a problem that's affecting you. It could be a business refusing you service because you have a seeing eye doc, being denied goods or services because you don't have a driver's license, being turned down for insurance because you're blind, or finding a website or app impossible to use because it's not compatible with your screen reader. Some of these situations may amount to discrimination under the Disability Discrimination Act, DDA, and you might consider lodging a complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission. But before taking that step, there are often things you can try first to resolve the issue directly. Whatever the situation, you'll find a set of clear steps in this guide to help you work through the problem with confidence and care. For a comprehensive guide on the DDA, you can listen to the guide Stand Up for Your Rights, Understanding the Disability Discrimination Act 1992. Helpful tools. As someone who is blind or has low vision, having a few key skills and tools up your sleeve can really make a difference when you're advocating for yourself. Here are a few that can help. Consider tools like screen reader apps or voice assistants. Many of these are now more accessible and affordable than ever before, and some are built right into your devices. A reliable way to take notes, whether that's a voice recorder, computer, or just a thick black marker and paper so you can keep good records of conversations and progress. A willingness to explain your blindness or low vision when needed to help others understand why something is a barrier for you. Connections with others who are blind or have low vision who can offer support, share tips, and remind you that you're not alone. The ability to be assertive while staying calm and respectful, because while it's understandable to feel frustrated, keeping things constructive often leads to better outcomes. Vision Australia client Shiva has shared her experience with us. It took a while for my new workplace to get used to making accommodations for me. They often forgot to send me the agenda for meetings via email and would have a hard copy in small print waiting when I arrived. I gently and consistently reminded them, and eventually they got the gist. They soon learned that when they sent things electronically, I could participate fully and get back to them promptly. It was hard not to get frustrated at times, but I realised this was new for them, and building good working relationships was key. Steps in self-advocacy. Know your rights. One of the most powerful tools you have is knowing your rights. Whether you're out at a cafe, studying, catching public transport, or just going about your day, you have the right to be treated equally and with respect. Acknowledge your reaction. It's completely natural to feel angry, frustrated, or hurt when you're refused service or when your specific needs aren't met, especially knowing that laws like the DDA are meant to prevent these kinds of situations. The first step in self-advocacy is to recognize those emotions and set them aside so you can approach the issue logically. If you're feeling really upset, stop for a moment and take 3 deep breaths. It might sound simple, but it really does help to regain your composure. If you react emotionally, you might lose the ability to negotiate effectively. You might also find it useful to write down your thoughts in a text message or email if you don't feel ready to have a direct conversation right away. This can help you express your feelings clearly and give you time to process before continuing the conversation. Vision Australia client Ian has shared, "I used to find that I got too angry when something went wrong. My face would go red, and I never seemed to be able to find the words I needed to address the situation. I now find it easier to advocate for myself. Sometimes I chat to a friend first, just to make sure I am being logical and fair. I like to write down what happened and the outcome I want to achieve, just to get it straight in my head before I deal with the situation." Pick your timing. When you're feeling stressed about a situation, it might not be the best time to take action. But at the same time, you don't want to wait until you've calmed down so much that you lose the drive to resolve the issue. Take a moment to assess whether the situation needs your immediate attention or if it can wait until you feel more prepared to handle it. For example, imagine you're at a supermarket and told they won't help you with your shopping, suggesting you bring a carer instead. Your shopping may not be urgent, but it's something you do regularly. In this case, you could ask yourself whether it's something you want to handle right away while you're upset, or if it's better to wait until the next day when you've had time to cool off and the manager is available. On the other hand, there are situations that require your attention right away, like when you're at a restaurant in an area with few dining options and they refuse to let you in with your seeing eye dog. In moments like these, you might need to address the issue immediately because you don't have many restaurant alternatives. Vision Australia client Sarah shared her experience. "My partner and I went to a restaurant with my seeing eye dog, and we were told we couldn't dine there because of the dog. When we explained that he was a seeing eye dog and legally they couldn't refuse us, the waiter still insisted we leave. I asked to speak to the manager, and after he apologized for his staff's behavior, we were invited to stay." Identify who to talk to. When you're dealing with a situation, it's important to figure out who the best person to talk or write to is. It could be the person you're directly interacting with at the time, a shift supervisor, or even the person who created the policy that's making things difficult for you. Once you've identified the right person, take a moment to gather their name, position, and contact details. Writing this down early in the process can help keep things clear and ensure you're reaching out to the right person when it's time to follow up. For digital platforms, identify the customer support team or designated accessibility officer. Websites often have a Contact Us or accessibility page that can direct you to the correct person to address your concerns. Prepare your approach. Knowing when and where to direct your energy is key to effective self-advocacy. As someone who is blind or has low vision, there will be times you encounter barriers, but it's important to remember that you don't need to fight every battle that comes your way. You also can't give the same level of energy to every issue you want to address. For example, let's say you walk into a bank with a friend and the teller asks them, "Can she sign the paperwork herself?" You might feel humiliated, annoyed, or even angry. In this moment, you have two choices. You could either address it right away or decide to let it go. If you choose to address it on the spot, you might calmly ask the teller to speak directly to you. If you prefer not to deal with it in the moment, you could walk away and start the process of filing a formal complaint with the banking ombudsman. The first approach will educate the teller and give you a sense of standing up for yourself. The second approach might be a more time-consuming process and could ultimately not be addressed by the ombudsman. It's often worth trying the simplest approach first, rather than escalating things right away. Many organisations now offer online forms or dedicated support chats, making it easier to raise concerns in writing. This is a great option if speaking about it directly to someone is not something you are comfortable with. These platforms can also provide a clear, accessible record of your communication. Vision Australia client Mohammed has shared, "At university, my lecturer didn't provide me with his notes in an accessible format. Rather than create a scene during a full lecture, I waited until after class and spoke with him privately. I explained how this made it harder for me to keep up, and from then on, he always emailed me the notes." Acting to address the problem. Write down what happened and keep a clear record of the situation. If you have started the process online, ensure you keep screenshots, emails, and correspondence as records. If you're using an app or website to report an issue, make sure it's accessible and that you understand how to track responses. This can really help you keep things in perspective. It's also useful if you need to refer to the details later. Here's what to take note of. Where you were, when it happened, including the date and time, as these can be important for follow-up. What exactly happened, what you said or did next, including any conversations, even if upon reflection you think you might have handled it differently, and where you left things. Gather other perspectives. Talking to others about what happened can give you helpful insights and make you feel more confident moving forward. They could be friends, family members, or colleagues. You might also want to connect with someone else who is blind or has low vision and may have faced similar challenges. Hearing different perspectives can help you decide if it's something you want to continue pursuing. Think about what outcome you want. Once you've had a chance to reflect on the situation and hear from others, take a moment to think about what you want to achieve with your self-advocacy. Here are a few examples. You might want an apology. You could want a change to the policies or practices that caused the issue, or you may want the organization to receive training on how to better support people who are blind or have low vision. It's also important to be realistic about your expectations. Think about what the minimum outcome you'd be willing to accept is if you don't get everything you want. When filing a complaint, decide whether you want a resolution via email, phone, or an in-person meeting. Many organizations now offer follow-up through digital means, so be clear about your preferred method of communication. Be realistic about what you want. It's important to consider what you hope to achieve, but also what the minimum outcome would be if you don't get everything you want. What you want may evolve as you go through the process. For example, imagine you enter a business with an automated queuing system where you need to use a touch screen to get a ticket. The number is then displayed on a screen when it's your turn. As someone who is blind, this system could pose a problem. At first, you might feel frustrated and want the business to completely remove the system. However, as time goes on, you may consider that other customers might appreciate the speed and efficiency this system brings. In this case, a more practical approach might be needed. You could consider options like making sure you don't have to go through an elaborate process just to get served, asking the business to look into accessible queuing systems, requesting that they consult with people with disabilities before implementing changes, seeking a goodwill gesture, like an offer of free goods or services, or a combination of all the above. Some of these options might feel like a non-negotiable to you, and not getting them could lead you to file a discrimination complaint. However, others might not be deal-breakers, and you could still move forward without them. Be confident in yourself. By applying the tips in this guide, you'll not only become a more effective self-advocate, but you'll also build confidence in your ability to tackle the challenges you may encounter as someone who is blind or has low vision. It's natural to feel unsure at first, but the more you practice self-advocacy, the more empowered you'll feel in your daily life. Self-advocacy is a skill that takes time to develop, and confidence grows as you gain experience and see results. Remember, it's your right to request reasonable adjustments to ensure equal access to services, education, and public spaces. You are entitled to be heard and have your needs respected. In today's digital world, self-advocacy can extend beyond face-to-face interactions. Whether you're emailing a business, using social media, or filling out an online form, don't underestimate the power of your voice in digital spaces. Keep in mind that your confidence as an advocate not only benefits you, but also helps pave the way for greater awareness and understanding within the community. Need more support? While Vision Australia may not be able to provide individual advocacy in every situation, we can often offer general advice or help point you in the right direction. If you'd like more information on self-advocacy strategies or to obtain this guide in another format, call Vision Australia's advocacy team on 1300 847 466 or email advocacy@visionaustralia.org. Related resources. Vision Australia National Call Centre. Telephone 1300 847 466. Email info@visionaustralia.org. Web www.visionaustralia.org. Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC. National Information Service, 1300 656 419. Email infoservice@humanrights.gov.au. Web https://www.humanrights.gov.au/complaint-information. Anti-Discrimination Commission Queensland, ADCQ, Statewide Telephone Information and Inquiry Line, 1300 130 670, Web, https://www.adcq.qld.gov.au/contact-us. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, VEOHRC, Inquiry Line, 1300 292 153, Web, https://www.humanrightscommission.vic.gov.au/making-a-complaint. Equal Opportunity Commission, WA, phone 08 9216 3900, email eoc@eoc.wa.gov.au, Web, https://www.eoc.wa.gov.au/complaints-inquiries, that's spelled INQUIRIES, /making-a-complaint. Anti-Discrimination Board, New South Wales. Phone 02 9268 5544 between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Email adbcontact@justice.nsw.gov.au. Email complaints@adb.justice.nsw.gov.au. Web https://www.antidiscrimination.justice.nsw.gov.au/pages/adb_1_making-a-complaint/adb_1_making-a-complaint.aspx. ACT Human Rights Commission, phone 02 6205 2222, email human.rights@act.gov.au, Web https://hrc.act.gov.au/. Northern Territory Anti-Discrimination Commission, phone 1800 813 846, email antidiscrimination@nt.gov.au, Web https://www.adc.nt.gov.au/index.html. Equal Opportunity Commission, South Australia, phone 08 8207 1977 between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Email eoc@agd.sa.gov.au, Web https://www.eoc.sa.gov.au/eo-u/making-complaint. Equal Opportunity Tasmania, phone 03 6165 7515, email office@equalopportunity.tas.gov.au, Web https://equalopportunity.tas.gov.au/complaints. Closing announcement. This recording was produced by Vision Australia in 2025 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. This document was last updated by Vision Australia's advocacy team in August 2025. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.